In preparation for your Torah Aliyah, it is advisable to research your Hebrew name, which could be a Yiddish name, as well as the Hebrew name of your father, and if you want, also your mother. This is expressed as your name, Ben, your father's name. If you are female, this is expressed as your name, Bat, your father's, and optionally your mother's Hebrew name. Following is the procedure for the blessings. The Torah reader will point out the beginning point of the reading. You take the nearest corner of your talit and touch it to that point. You then kiss your talit, and you chant the first line, Baruchu et Adonai Hamevorach. You pause for the congregation to chant, Baruch Adonai Hamevorach Leolam Vaed. You repeat that line and then continue on to the first blessing as follows. Baruch Adonai Hamevorach Leolam Vaed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amin, venatan lanu et torato, baruch ata Adonai, notein ha'torah. The reading begins. At the conclusion, the reader will again point out the concluding point of the reading. You again touch the nearest corner of your talit to that spot, kiss the talit, and recite the second blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet, Vechaye Olam Nata Betocheinu, Baruch Ata Adonai, Notein HaTorah. You then step to your right and remain there until after the next person who has an aliyah has concluded his aliyah. Immediately after the next person is called up, it's possible that the gabbai may make a blessing known as a mishaberach, for which he will ask you again for your Hebrew name, Ben or Bat, your father's name. So be prepared for that again. After this next person has concluded their aliyah, you may walk away from the table, and on the way returning to your seat, you can greet the cantor and the rabbi if they are available.